This is Read in Nepal. I'm Deependra Sinhala with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports 1,201 coronavirus cases in Nepal today, including 431 cases in the Kathmandu Valley. 14 corona-related deaths added in Nepal today. 852 new corona recoveries reported. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Batra vows to complete the remaining task of Lumbini Master Plan within 2.5 years hence. Department of Drug Administration takes action against 5 sanitizer companies in Kathmandu Valley for producing substandard product. And Afghan government and Taliban begin peace talk in Qatar. Now news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed additional 1,201 coronavirus cases in Nepal today. Addressing the regular press briefing at the Ministry today, Ministry's spokesperson Professor Dr. Jagasir Gautam said, while carrying out 1,176 PCR tests, 1,201 infection cases were confirmed in last 24 hours. As per the latest update, 431 corona infection cases were confirmed in the Kathmandu Valley. With the latest update, Nepal's national tally for corona infection has reached 53,120. Meanwhile, 852 people in Nepal have recovered from virus infection in last 24 hours. With this, 37,524 people in Nepal have returned home after recovery from virus infection. As of today, Nepal's corona recovery rate has reached 70.6%. The Health Ministry also confirms that there are 15,260 active corona cases in Nepal. Among them, 160 patients are undergoing treatment in the intensive care units and other 24 patients are undergoing treatment on ventilators. The Health Ministry also confirmed 14 more corona-related deaths in Nepal today, with the confirmation of deaths of 3 people from Kathmandu, 2 person each from Bhaktapur and Rupandehi, and 1 person each from Sunsari, Persa, Chiton, Tanahu, Sangza, Gurkha and Kaski. Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 336. 231 prisoners across the country have been infected with COVID-19. The infection cases were confirmed while carrying out tests on more than 800 jailbirds. The Department of Prison Management has said out of the total infected, 86 got rid of infection and 137 are receiving treatment. The department's information officer, Devarsi Sapkota, said 5 prisoners at the central prison at Sundara have died and 3 have been released after serving their jail term, adding that the released inmates would be kept in home isolation. Following increasing infection cases in prisoners around the country, the Supreme Court had directed the concerned authorities to provide treatment for the infected and release those at high risk of the virus infection as per laws. Information Officer Sapkota further said the process has begun to collect necessary details to implement the Apex Court's verdict in this regard. The Department of Drug Administration is all set to take action against 5 industries of producing service-standard sanitizers, thereby posing threat to human health. 4 such industries from Kathmandu and 1 from Bhaktapur district were blacklisted for producing sanitizers with the use of toxic chemical methanol. The department said it would impose fine along with compensation of the damage caused by them and even close the industries forever. Department Director General Naran Prasad Dhakal said, instant hand sanitizer original produced by Housing Soap and Chemical, advanced hand sanitizer produced by Chemical Food and Industry, instant hand sanitizer refreshing gel by Church Kemkum Herbal Product, Suryamukhi hand sanitizer by Suryamukhi Herbal Product from Kathmandu, and instant hand sanitizer by kayakalpa industry from Bhaktapur were found using poisonous methanol. The department had taken sample from the market and tested in its lab, which revealed the fact that they were hazardous to human health. People are appealed to not to use such sanitizers. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has vowed to develop Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, as world peace village. During his on-site visit of the area today, Minister Bhattrai said connecting all the historical places including Tilora Kot, Gudan, Guti Hawa, Deep Daha and Ramgram, there is a plan of developing the Buddha circuit, saying within coming 2.5 years, all the works of Lumbini Master Plan would be completed. Minister Bhattrai said with the cooperation of Gautam Buddha International Airport, the development in the area would take a stride. 2 Nepal Army personnel were killed due to short circuit in Chitwan today. The security personnel currently deputed at the Singhanath Battalion of Sakti Corps were killed after they were struck by short circuit while cutting tree trunks in the office premises this morning. Chitwan District Police Office spokesperson Surya Bahadur Thapa said the deceased were identified as Raju Babu Shrestha and Sazan Kumal. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज मिनिस्टर फर वुमेन कल्चर एन्ड सिनियर सिटिजन्स Parbat Gurung has said that online teaching systems should be made more efficient. He also called upon the guardians to be more cautious as the kids may fall in trap of digital addiction due to misuse of internet. He also added that the government is committed to enacting the Record Act laws and guidelines for making online teaching systematic. Minister Gurung was addressing a virtual program today organized by Nepal National Teachers Organization, National Committee of Organizational Schools on the occasion of the 54th International Literacy Day and National Children's Day. Flight services from Bajra to Dhangari has resumed after 20 years. With the commencement of weekly flights from today, Bajra has been connected with its provincial capital Dhangari via air route. Civil Aviation Office Chief of Bajra, Kum Prasad Porel, said Summit Air had carried out a flight from Dhangari to Kolti and the return flight. The tunnel construction of the Upper Balefi Hydropower Project with the installed capacity of 36 MW in Jugal of Sindhupalsav has completed. The Siva Sri Hydropower Company, which is undertaking the construction of the project, said the 4,500 meters long tunnel has been constructed. The company also said the construction work of the powerhouse stationed at Baikunta of Zugur Rural Municipality has also been completed. The executive chair of the project, Umesh Kasuzu, said the project is planning to start power generation from coming mid-February. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now, some international updates. After nearly 2 decades of war that has killed tens of thousands of people, peace talks between the Afghanistan government and the Taliban have opened in Qatar's capital today. Key speakers at today's opening ceremony at a hotel in Doha included Abdullah, chairperson of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, Taliban deputy leader Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The negotiations where the two warring sides will sit face-to-face for the first time will start on Monday. At least 50 people are feared dead after gold mine collapsed in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, local authorities have said. The accident in the Mexift mine occurred on Friday about 3 p.m. local time, following heavy rains in the town of Kamituga in South Kivu province. The provincial government deplored the tragic deaths of 50 people, most of them young. Dozens of people are missing in Oregon wildfires that have displaced tens of thousands of people, Governor Kate Brown has said. She implored householders to stay out of fire zones despite reports of looting. Oregon's Emergency Management Director Andrew Phelps said they were braced for a mass fatality event for the fires. The infernos have killed at least 4 in Oregon and 11 elsewhere. 100 blazes are now scorching tall U.S. states. More than 28.7 million people across the world have been diagnosed to have coronavirus infection, with a global corona-related death toll surpassing 920,000. As per the data collated by Oldometer, more than 20.61 million people have recovered from the virus infection, while there are more than 7.16 million active cases across the world. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Province 5. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports 1,201 coronavirus cases in Nepal today, including 431 cases in the Kathmandu Valley, 14 corona-related deaths added in Nepal today, 852 new virus recoveries reported. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Bhattacharya vows to complete the remaining task of Lumbini Master Plan within 2.5 years hence. Department of Drug Administration takes action against 5 sanitizer companies in the Kathmandu Valley for producing substandard products. An Afghan government and Taliban begin talk in Qatar. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.